Star 102.7, today's best music. It is 7:10 on our Thursday morning. Special guest time in the studio right now from the Australian Anti-Ice Campaign, Andrea Simmons. And also, too, we've got Cole Lawson from Rotary. Good morning, guys, and welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
Nice and early. I was just saying to Ink, we're looking at some figures the other day, and this is what wastewater management do. Oh, you're probably aware of this, Andrea, is that they test our sewage water to know what we're putting into our systems and what's coming out. Ice is still absolutely huge in this country. There's other drugs in there as well. But tell us about your personal story and how you got involved with and how you set up and became a director of the Australian Anti-Ice Foundation.
It's quite a large story, actually. It's over 7 years now. I'm actually an addict in recovery. Seven, 8 years ago, I was offered an ice pipe, and somebody that I trusted and had known for a long time, and I loved, you know, pulled out this little ice pipe in an environment that was glamorous, and I didn't know what it was. I smoked cigarettes. Yep. You know, everyone tries something, and I never really did any drugs. I was 40 years old, you know, I didn't have young kids anymore, and I thought, hey, you know, it's no big deal. You know, I'll just have a puff of this and, you know, see what it's all about. At first I said, oh, look, I don't do drugs, you know, but he said, you trust me, don't you? It's just going to make you relax. It's no big deal. Your mind goes to, you know, smoking cigarettes or maybe just a bit of pot. I've never seen anybody die from that, right? So you kind of go, you know, let's give it a shot, but I won't do it again and I'll just see what it feels like. And that's not what happens. And that's not what happens to anybody that starts ice. You don't embark on that journey thinking, I'm going to be an addict and I'm going to destroy my life and everybody else is around me. And that's exactly what happened. You know, within weeks, I was using daily.
Within a week?
Weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, within weeks, I was using daily. I was, you know, using up to $500 a day. I lost my three houses, my car, my business. You know, contact with reality, really. I lost my family at the time and my life. I lost contact with me, most importantly. This drug takes you to another realm. You know, you're living in fear and an entrapment. And, you know, you lose contact with reality because it hijacks the frontal lobe of your brain. And very, very quickly, the drug becomes in charge and not the user. So ice became my world. It became like ear. Until it took me to a point where I stopped breathing and I had polyused, which is mixing a couple of drugs to try and stop the psychosis, paranoia, depression that comes along with the coming down of that. My body was deteriorating very quickly. My hair was falling out. My kidneys were bleeding. My heart, I still have heart and kidney issues today. But, you know, I was weighing 40 kilos and my mum didn't even recognize me when I touched base with her after 2 years. She didn't know who I was. So it had absolutely destroyed me physically, mentally, spiritually. And I didn't know how I was going to get out. I thought I was going to die like that. It is by the grace of God that I'm alive today. I'm blessed to have come out. A very small percentage of people actually come out of ice addiction.
Was there a turning point? Like, was there a point you remember thinking, I need to get help or I have to get out of this? Or was there something that just went off in your brain?
Look, you know, every time you're coming down and you're going through the psychosis and depression, you know, somebody that's addicted to ice goes, I don't want to do this anymore. But you don't know how. So the down is so low and that entrapment is so bad that you just want to have another hit to mask it and to get out of that, you know, that downward spiral. You're always wanting to get out. But what happened with me, I stopped breathing on a couple of drugs. I was offered some G, which is fentanyl or fantasy. The frontal lobe of my brain was not processing to see how much I was actually taking.
Right.
And with 4 days worth of ice in my system, I stopped breathing. And I'm convinced I should have been dead today. I woke up thrown in the back end of a house, you know, could have been dead, but, you know, And after 7 days of being awake, I had a crash, which is what happens when you use ice. You know, you're up for 5 to 10 days straight, no food, no water, and you're just like on a mission. I don't know to do what, but always on a mission. And it's, you know, psychotic. It's actually crazy. You're in fear. Yep. You're running from people. You're just going to get your next hit and finding out how to do it. After a crash, I woke up, and nobody was in the house. I had no food. I had no furniture. I had no cigarettes. I had no gear. And we refer to gear as, you know, your drugs. And, I ended up getting out of the house, and my house, I felt like I was imprisoned in there for a very very long time, you know, probably good 6 months to 12 months. And I took a walk outside the back of my house, and I actually had what I call an encounter with God. I had a supernatural thing happen to me. I had an experience there that, you know, helped me come out from that space and get on a plane and get back home. A series of coincidences took place. It's a really in-depth story. Mm. One day I will write a book, but I do share that with people that are in addiction and wanting to create a pathway out, because, you know, if I could do it, anyone can do it. Mm. You just need the support and you need the help, which is why AAIC have a buddy system. People like myself who have been through it and have managed to escape the entrapment of ice addiction and death, we help people that are in addiction create a pathway into recovery, and it works, and it's amazing, and people get their life back, you know.
You guys go around and you talk to schools and students about the what you've been through, Andrea, and also the perils, I guess, of addiction, of this ridiculous drug.
Not only ice, but other drugs as well. You know, we're talking about the consequences. We're not here to say to the kids, you know, we're your teacher. We're telling you don't do drugs. Absolutely no way. That hasn't worked in the past. That's why we are where we are. Our opening line is, we're not your teacher, your parent, or even here to tell you not to do drugs. Yep. We're about to show you some stuff that I wish had been shown to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
That drug has left me damaged, and we expose it for what it is. Yeah. Yep. It's evidence based practice at its best, interweaved with our personal stories.
Yeah, right. I'm fascinated by this. I could talk to you for hours. I really could.
Only because she was just saying to me as well, off air, that you had made your first $1 million by the time you were 21. You were a picture-perfect mum, like in a beautiful kind of house, and the BMW, the everything else.
Yeah, the package.
Then all of a sudden, gone.
It doesn't discriminate. Yeah. Ice does not discriminate. It can happen to anybody. Don't think that you're immune to it. You know, it can happen to your husband, to your child, tomorrow, to your auntie, anybody. We've got people, nurses, lawyers, doctors, you know, police. We've got all kinds of people. It doesn't discriminate. It's not only the lowest social economic group, it affects everybody.
And Cole Lawson from Rotary, you guys are on board with this, Cole, supporting the anti-ice campaign, and there's a bit of a walk coming up in September that you guys are also supporting.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Rotary certainly likes to make a difference for the better in the world, and we saw the opportunity to be able to support the Australian anti-ice campaign. And we're organising a Walk Against Ice event on Sunday the 15th of September on the Esplanade.
All right, cool. And if people want to get more information on that, is it on your Facebook page? Is that what you're saying, Andrea?
Absolutely. They can go to our webpage, www.australianantiicecampaign.org.au, or we have a very live and active Facebook page, and you'll see a lot of posted interactions there. We do a show on Thursday night called Let's Talk About Ice as well.
Okay.
It's a live interview with somebody that's been through addiction. Please hop on our Facebook, follow that, share it with people so we can get the word out there.
Yeah. Do you guys, I don't know if this is part of your role, but if people are here in Cairns struggling with this addiction and they do want out, you can talk to those people, they can contact you?
Absolutely. We do two things. One, we do education. The other part that we do is peer support. So people who have lived that experience, they are trained to actually help somebody create a pathway into recovery. Not only the person that's in addiction, but also families.
Right.
So if people want to contact us and they need some support, the number to call is 1-800-NO-2-ICE. So 1-800-NO-T-O-I-C-E.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for coming in today, and best of luck. I think it's a great thing you're doing. Thanks, Cole from Rotary, and thanks, Andrea, too, for popping in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for your interest.